Welcome back to Daf in Depth. Shabbos Daf Nun Beis. The Mishnah at the end of Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, when it's discussing all the different ornaments that you put onto behema, whether they're for noi, whether they're for shmira, the Mishnah ends off and says if they become tamei umazen aleihem b'mekayman v'tovlim b'mekayman. If they become tamei, I could do hazoya when they're still on the tzavar of the behema, and I could do a tefillah also when they're on the behema. Rashi says machnisin behema l'mayim lahatvil es asher. You could put the behemoth into the water to be tevil the share. Now, the Gemara in Daf Nun Beis on the Mishnah says, "Lememer de b'nei kabulei tumah." Are these tabois b'nei kabulei tumah? Could they be mekabel tumah? V'tanan, the Mishnah in Kelim says, "Tabas adam tameya, but tabas behemoth v'kelim mushakha tabois tahiris." That only the tabas of an adam become tame, but the tabois of a behemoth and kelim and all other tabois are tahiris. So, where do you have a hechatimtza where you're going to have to be mazer, be tovel, the tabas of a behema? So the Gemara gives two answers. The first answer is a teretz of Rabbi Yitzchak. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, b'boin minoy adam l'noy behema, where they were initially used for noy adam, and then we are switching them now to use them for noy behema. And Rashi explains that they already became tame when they were being used for noy adam, and now, after they became tame, you're moving them to the behema, and you have to be tovel them from their tumah in order that they shouldn't touch tyrus. So on that, the Mishnah says it's okay to do it even when they're on the behemoth. That's the first answer. And the second answer is Rav Yosef Amar, Chayil v'adam moshech b'em es ha-behemoth. Since a person uses them to pull the behemoth, the Gemara brings a raya from a chetimta of a makel shel behemoth shel matchis. If a person uses a metal stick to hit the behemoth, that stick can be mekabel tumah. So too, if it's used as a chetimta for a person to pull the behemoth, that type of tabas can become tameh also. That's the first Gemara. Then the next Gemara says, "V'tevlim b'mekayman," that I could do the tefillah of these tabois when they're already on the behema by putting the behema into the mikvah. Frakti Gemara, v'ikach chatzitza. Why isn't there a chatzitza? Amar Rab Ami answers the Gemara, "B'sherischan." I started banging. I banged this tabas. Rashi says with a patish until it became it opened up, so it's not so stuck onto the behema. There's space for the water to get in between the tabas and the behema, therefore it's not going to be a chatzitza. The Gemara says, "Lema Rab Ami, Rab Yosef Sirolei." The Gemara suggests that Rab Ami, who says that the way to figure out that it's not a chatzitza is by doing this maisa of rischon, has to hold like Rab Yosef, who said before that the reason why they become tamei is because Hayol va'adam ma'ishich b'hemas ha-behema de'ik Rab Yitzchak the Amar be'boyin minar adam lo'nai behema. According to Rab Yitzchak, that says that the way they are tamei is if they were already tamei from Noi Adam, Kivan the Rizchan of Abuhu Maisa, Uparchal Atuma. Once I did a Maisa of Rizchan, the Tuma goes away. The Tanan, Kolakelim Yadin Lede Tuma Bimachshava, Vein Olin Bimitumas, and Elam Bishin Maisa. The Mishnah says, another Mishnah in Mesechtes Kalim, brought in many other places in Shas. One place is Kedusha Nafnan Tes, which we'll see in a second. The Mishnah says that if it's already Tamei, all I have to do is a Shine Maisa, and it's no longer Tamei. So, what's it going to help to do a rischon to take off the chatzitza? It's no longer going to be tameh. I'm not going to have to do a tefillah. So there's no concern of chatzitza anymore. So must be that Rav Ami holds like Rav Yosef that the way it became tameh was hayol va'adam moshech behem es ha-behema because it's being used for a way for the person to take care of the behema to pull it. That's what the Gemara suggests. The Gemara says, no, it's possible that Rab Ami holds like Rab Yitzchak as well. Why do I need a tefillah? The Maisa Rischa should take off the Toma. Savalok Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar Maisa Lasakin, La Maisa Hi, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Loi Omar Shinu Maisa Lasakin, Elo Lokalkel. We're going to have to say that Rab Ami holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that in order for a person to do a Maisa in something which becomes Tomei, and take off the tumah, it has to be a maisa le'kalkel, not a maisa le'sakin. And over here, since the maisa is a maisa le'sakin, Rashi explains it's a tikkun le'tzarech ha-behema, so it's not going to be a maisa to be mevatel this keli from its teres keli to take off the tumah. Ad kan d'vrei ha-gemara. Now, if you look in the sugya on daf nun tes in kedushin, Rashi over there says there are two different types of ways that a person would want to take off tuma from a kli. One is where it actually became tame, and one is where it didn't become tame yet, but it's a keli which is a bar kabul etuma. It's roy, it's eligible to become tame. And Rashi says that there are two different ways that a person could take off these dinim. Meaning, if it already became tame, there Rashi says, I have to have a maisa of kilkul, I have to break the keli. However, if it didn't yet become tame, it's only a bar kabul etuma, there Rashi says, I don't have to have a maisa kilkul, I don't have to break the keli. All I have to do is some sort of maisa that shows you being masakin the keli, different shiputzim. And then the keli is no longer going to have its teiras kli for kabbalah's tuma. That's what Rashi says over there. Now, if you look in the Marsha is concerned with the brisa that we just brought in our Gemara. We just brought a brisa that says, there's a machlaikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, whether or not I need a maisa kilkul. Rabbi Yehuda says, the only way to take off teiras tuma is with a kilkul. And the Rabbanon say, a tikkun's enough. So Rashi that says, in one echetim, so I need a tikkun, and the other one I need a kilkul, who's Rashi going like? Rabbi Yehuda the Rabbanon. The Marsha says that when we're discussing a keli that's already tamei, even the Rabbanon agree, I need a maisa to be makalkal. The machloikis of Yehuda and the Rabbanon is only when the keli is not yet tamei. It's only a bar kabule tumah. There, there's a machloikis, Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda, do I need a maisa kilkul or a maisa tikkun? There, Rabbi Yehuda says it's not enough to do a maisa tikkun, I need a maisa kilkul as well. And the Achreinim ask on the Marsha a bomb question. Our sugya is mavur, that the keli is already tameh, and the Gemara says, I'm going to have a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. So how could the Marsha say that when the keli is already tameh, even the Rabbanon agree that I have to have a maisa kilkul? That's what they ask on the Marsha. So the Magine Shlomo actually goes punkfa kert, and he says, totally the opposite of the Marsha. He says that the machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, is like, it's mavur now, Gemara, that when it's a keli, which is makabel tumah, there, Rabbi Yehuda says, I need a kilkul, and the Rabbanon say, a tikkun's enough. However, where the keli was not yet makabel tumah, it's just a bar kabuli tumah, there, Rabbi Yehuda is masking to the Rabbanon, that I don't need a maisa kilkul, I only need a maisa tikkun. And the svara is mistaver, where it's something which is already Mekabel Toma, I need a stronger Maisa in order to take off its Toma. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, I need a Maisa Kilkul. However, if it's not yet Mekabel Toma, all I want to do is change it from a Bar Kabule Toma to take off its Torah's Kli that it shouldn't be eligible and write to Mekabel Toma, there it's enough just to have a Tikkun, I don't need a Kilkul. That is what the Magine Shlema says. Now, if you look in the Sefer of Rabbi Shmuel Rizovsky, Chidush Rabbi Shmuel Bava Basra, Simon Yud Zayin, Oy Zayin, he brings this whole discussion of the Marsha and the Megineh Shleima, and based on other questions beyond the scope of this discussion, he says that B'Yisoyid, there's no Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, whether it's already Tameh, or whether it's only Royal Kabbal Tumah. Meaning, where they already became Tameh, everybody agrees, I need a Maisa Shvira to be Metairit from its Tumah. And it's not enough just to do a Tikkun, which is essentially a Bittul of its Shem Kli. And their Machlaikis is only in this specific case, where it was once used for Noi Adam, and now it's being used for Noi Behema. And he explains as follows. It says, according to the Rabbanon, just doing the Maisa of Rishon is a Kilkul from Noi Adam, because it's no longer Roy for Noi Adam, and that's considered a Shvira. But again, Noi Adam. Therefore, I'm a tyrant from their tumma. However, Yehuda holds that since at the end of the day, my maisa is a maisa menas l'sakein, because I'm taking this tabas, which was once used for Noi Adam, and now being masakin it to use for Noi Behema, it's not considered a shvira. It's just a shinei maisa. I'm changing its tura from Noi Adam to Noi Behema. Therefore, it's not going to be tahar from its original tumma. However, by a regular kli tame, the Rabbanan are also maskim. If I start doing shibutz and girur, that's not a maisa shvira because it's still roy for its original tashmish. I'm just being mevatelit from its Torah's gemar malacha that it had originally. But that's not a maisa shvira. So there the Rabbanan will be moide that if it became tameh, it's not tahar from their tumah unless I do a maisa shvira and I'm being mekalkel them. So again, because the Rabbanan are moide that where something became tameh, bittul shem kli is not enough. I need dafka maisa shvira. Dafka over here, where it was once used for Noi Adam, and the Maisa that I'm doing is being mekalkulah from Noi Adam, and now I'm fixing it up for Noi Behema, Dafka over there, the Rabbanan are going to say, I don't need a Maisa Kilkul, and the Rishon will be enough. Have a wonderful day.